This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. Why are ag producers and transporters being charged a Climate Commitment Act fuel tax they're supposed to be exempt from? That is the question no one in Olympia seems to know the answer to. When I asked Washington Policy Center's Ag Research Director Pam Lewison when she thought this problem might be fixed, she just sighed.
You know, I'm a farmer. I like to be optimistic as a general rule. So I'm hopeful that there will be some sort of motivation to fix this problem. But at the same time, I'm also a realist.
Unfortunately, Lewison says if nothing happens, we're likely to see this going to a place that is truly avoidable.
I think that it's more likely what we'll see is, you know, some sort of punitive action where, you know, the ag community will come together and say, you know, either you help us with this or we'll see you in court.
Lewison says it's not ideal, but
in my mind, we're not a group of people that's particularly interested in litigation a lot, but this is an instance where it would be justifiable.
Lewison says in diesel purchases alone, the state is taking about $33 million exemption dollars illegally.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.